Welcome to RJP Wynnum. Sandy speaking.
Hey, Sandy. This is Ian from QML IT.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Okay, so I am calling up to follow up some download issues.
It was just, we just haven't used QML here before because we're new practice.
So this RGP, is this the Wynnum location? So this is a new location?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's a brand new practice.
Can I have doctor's provider number if that's the case?
Yeah, sure. So she's not here yet, but I'm just setting her up.
So is your RGP the same as Ormiston?
Yeah, we're owned by the same people, but it's separate.
It's a different entity.
Yeah, totally different.
Okay.
I will have Dr. Karen Redmond starting shortly, and you wanted her provider number here.
Yep.
Is 2080.
Yep.
79 F for Fred and H for Harry.
Okay. And can I trouble you for your postal address? Because that provider number is so new, it doesn't appear in the Medicare lookup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's number 11, like unit 11 of 89, Bay Terrace at Wynnum.
Wynnum. Phone number is the one I've got. Wynnum, sorry, postcode.
4178.
Okay.
And I had Oh wait, I'll do. Let you finish that one. Sorry.
Is Dr. Redmond the only doctor at the clinic?
No. I've got a few others as well.
Oh, okay.
So
can I trouble you, Sandy? Can I get you to email a group?
Yeah, sure.
And including Dr. Redmond's details. And if you give them the postal address and everything, because I don't have Dr. Redmond in the system.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, because she only uses QML, so I thought, I've been told she only uses QML, so yeah, I thought I'd better get it all set up. And I have a doctor that was here, and he requested some pathology of a patient who did go to QML, and I just didn't know how to get it downloaded, or I think that I didn't know what to do about that because his provider number is still open, but the patient wanted his results.
Do you have that provider number? Can I have a look?
Yes, yeah.
Because I've just tried to search your Wynnum phone number, nothing comes up. There's no doctors that appear on that number ending with 4089.
Oh, okay.
So unless the particular doctor that you have doesn't have a phone number or is linked to a different phone number, I can't see anybody.
It must have to do. It must have to do with just because it's brand new. I'm thinking. Dr. Hamantha. His provider number here was 4687 57JJ.
See what comes up. I don't have that either. I've got 2J. I don't have JJ.
Well, 2J
comes up as Gold Coast University, so it's not even.
With a double J?
2J. 2J.
It's JJ.
I'm saying I don't have JJ, so they're not in the system either.
Okay. How do you, where do I email the list? Where do I email the details to?
I will give you the email.
Thank you.
Remember it.
And I'll give you the list of providers and everything.
Yeah, if you can email them, they'll create the codes for you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, so the email group is QML.
Yep.
Underscore.
Yep.
BRI for Brisbane. DOC.
DOC, yep.
and then the full word maintenance, maintenance.
Yep.
At qml.com.au. If you can email them and mention that you've got a new clinic and these are your provider numbers and the addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And
addresses,
if you can CC me,
and CC
me as well,
yep.
So that I can update your ticket.
Yeah, sure.
My email is Ian, I-A-N, .fam, F for Freddy, A for Adam, M for Mary, at Helius, H-E-A-L-I-U-S, .com.au.
And that's Helius, with H-E-L-I-U-S, was it?
H-E-A-L-I-U-S.
H-E-A-L...
I-U-S.
I-U-S. Okay, so I just missed the A there. Okay, all right, cool. Thank you. I'll do that.
And then once the codes are created, I'll contact your IT.
Yes,
so
do you want me to put
number,
that
I'll
IT details underneath there as well?
Yeah, actually put it on the ticket as well.
Yeah, I will.
Put it on that email as well.
Yep, I'll put our contact. Yep, the name, email.
Thanks so much.
All right, that's okay. Thanks for calling.
Andy.
Thanks, Ian.
Bye.
Thanks, appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.